think it's very telling of society that when we are confused about our own worthiness, I don't say that to depress all of us. I say that to alert all of us that when you are confused by that question, when you do not understand that question, you are normal. Today in society, we do not talk about people's worth. We do not elevate people's worth. We are in a society where we try to fix ourselves from a place of not being good enough. And we try to fix ourselves from what's wrong with us. And we tell ourselves nice things like, I'm going to become the best version of me. And I have been guilty of saying that. I've been guilty of even coaching y'all. But I started thinking about that concept about a week ago. And one of the things that I was mulling over is when we are creating, like when we want to lose weight because we believe that's the better version of us or the best version of us lives this way, that implies that the version of us today is not good enough. And then we have our list of reasons why we're not good enough. It is really hard to feel compassion, love, self-respect, worthiness from thinking you're broken, thinking things are wrong with you, and having the list of things that aren't good enough. And it will feel compelling, y'all. You will want to argue with me that the only way to become this next version of you is to get rid of all of this. But I want to just say this. I invite all of us, including myself, to stop saying anything about there being a better version of us out there. There is another version. She might be doing different things. She might be thinking different things. She may even have lost her weight. Maybe she's had children that she never thought she could. Maybe she's found a partner that she never thought she could. Maybe she's healed relationships that she never thought she could, but she's not better than us. She is in a different place and she evolved into a different version of her that she wanted to create. That also, when you think about it that way, implies that as of right now, we are all the current best version of ourselves. The version of you sitting there right now, the version of me that was sitting on the couch at 250 pounds, crying her eyes out and telling Chris, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing, but I'm going to love it. I'm going to like it. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. And I'm not giving up this time. That was the best version of me to date. That version of me that was sitting there, no, she did not have her weight loss. No, she had tons of crappy thoughts about herself and stuff. But the best version of me was the one sitting there paying attention to herself. The best version of me was the one that on that day thought about what she wanted instead of what was wrong with her. I didn't need to change my weight to be the best version of me. I needed to look inside and start thinking about what is right about this version right now. And so I know I have a lot of you out there who joined No BS and you've got 100, 200, 300 pounds to lose. For me, this is probably for all of you, one of the hardest concepts that you'll get because society teaches us that when we are overweight, that we are worthless. They tell us all the reasons why we're not good enough. And you got to set all that aside. That's the hardest work of being a No BS woman and someone that's going to lose weight. It is to set aside everything you've been told and everything somebody has said about you. And just decide, what is my opinion today? Do I like my opinion or not? Is this opinion of me today moving me forward, keeping me stuck, or dragging me back? Because that's all that's going to happen every single day. And so it's real important for all of you to think about, how am I the best version of myself today? Let's say that you have done something that you feel so much shame over. Maybe you feel guilt. Maybe you think, Corinne, no, I'm a bad person. You don't know what I said. You don't know what I did. You don't know my sins. The best version of you today is the one that is aware of all of them and still willing to learn how to love yourself anyway, to move forward. That's the best version of you. We all have this opportunity. We all have this. We can think these things, but it's a practice. It's a slow roll at best. I cannot wave magic wands and make you feel good all the time, keep your brain focused on the future and stuff. All I can tell you is we want to be focused on where we want to go. So anytime you're trying, your brain's trying to get you off your game, it's your job. It's your duty to yourself to say, not today. I want to work on the, on like my best version of me today. There's nothing wrong with me. There's just things about me. Like it's, I want you to, it's such a mind fuck. There's literally nothing wrong with you, and you don't need to focus on what's wrong with you and still want to change. You can have amazing reasons to change. And I think that that is the thing that's missing for all of us. It's like when we want to change, we feel like it's just a, like, it's almost like against our own will. I have to come up with all the things that are wrong with me in order to know what to change. And I just don't, I have never gotten success that way. I tried for years. It did not work. My weight loss came off when I stopped trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And I just sat in the space of, what do I want for me? I wanted to be able to play with my son without getting gassed and winded. I wanted to be able to wear clothes that I wanted, without being restricted to just clothes that were made for, you know, girls my size. There were just so many things that I wanted to eat healthier, not because I was a junk food queen, but because I knew all the things that were going on in my body. Like I tell y'all this all the time. I always want the good poop. Always want the good poop. And I wanted to be that kind of person that, you know, didn't need to take Imodium some days. And then other days I was needing to get a Colace, all because of how I was eating. Like I wanted to be someone that was like, you know what? I just don't want to be on meds like my mom. I knew that there was I just focused on these versions of me.